Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Witax, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Witax?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermal polyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Sergi Tip tag tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from my new friend, Mr. Witags here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Witags one-piece tagging system from Witags.
Beef and pork exports doing very well, thank you. Strong March results just out from USDA and the U.S. Meat Export Federation capped an excellent first quarter for U.S. red meat exports. The USMEF says that beef exports set a new monthly value record in March. Pork export value reached the second highest level on record. USMEF's economist on staff, Aaron Boyer, explains the strong beef exports.
Beef exports were coming off of a record value year, so it was incredibly impressive to see first quarter exceed that pace by double digits. Korea is really the big story, roughly 35% growth in those chilled volumes. And when I was in Korea earlier this year, it was just absolutely evident that the market is on fire and they're having essentially a steak craze over there. So just a super exciting red hot market. And if we look at Japan, we're also seeing larger exports on the chilled side in the first quarter, but frozen was, of course, slowed by the frozen safeguard, which was still in effect through the end of March, and that tariff dropped from 50% down to 38.5% on April 1st. So we would expect those frozen volumes to tick back up again.
Aaron Boyer with U.S. Meat Export Federation. President Donald Trump has nominated Dr. Mindy Beshears of Texas Tech to be USDA's Undersecretary for Food Safety. Beshears would be the first person to assume the nation's top food safety post since her predecessor, Elizabeth Hagan, left the job in December 2013 under the Obama administration. Food safety is at the core of USDA's mission because it directly affects the health and well-being of millions of Americans every day. President Trump has made an excellent choice in Dr. Mindy Beshears, and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue says, "I'm excited to have her join the team." Dr. Beshears has spent decades finding ways to improve food safety standards through innovation, invention, and leadership on research missions across the globe. I look forward to her bringing that wealth of expertise and track record of results here to USDA. Dr. Beshears is a food safety and public health professor at Texas Tech, where she also works as the director of the school's International Center for Food Industry Excellence. Her research program focuses on improving food safety standards to make an impact on public health. Her highly acclaimed work has evaluated interventions in pre- and post-harvest environments and on the emergence of antimicrobial drug resistance in animal feeding systems. These efforts have resulted in commercialization of a pre-harvest feed additive that can reduce E. coli and salmonella in cattle. Oklahoma Wheat Commission holding a board meeting this morning in Kingfisher. After lunch, they'll have a District 3 election for a board member for the commission. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey neighbors, OKC West El Reno going to have a special rollover auction to benefit fire victims in northwestern Oklahoma this Wednesday, 12 noon. All proceeds will be given to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation to assist victims of wildfires this spring in northwestern Oklahoma. There will be a donated calf come in the ring at OKC West at 12 noon that'll sell multiple times. Call OKC West 405-262-8800 for more info or to offer an add-on bid. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.